In Ireland, we have very poor sun exposure, but do you need full sun to have solar power?
No, you don't actually need direct sunlight. You just need sunlight. So, for example, Germany is one of the largest solar markets in the world. So as long as you get some sort of light, you can power your solar module. And what's kind of neat about it is people think you need to be in a really high sunlight climate. You don't need to. In fact, that may not be the best application because, well, in Vegas, for example, it's really hot and you have the sun beating down on the solar panel, which can actually make it lose efficiency. You lose efficiency with all that heat. So an ideal climate might actually be with a little bit of cloud coverage so that the panel is still getting a lot of light to power electricity, but it's running a bit cooler, and that can be ideal.
So what is this processor and what does it do?
So this is the world's highest efficient solar cell. It's 35.8% efficient. That's in a laboratory setting with ideal conditions. It's actually a triple junction cell. So it has three layers to capture three different spectrums of light so that you get more efficiency in the cell. The cell is actually made with a gallium arsenide based technology. So it's quite expensive, which is why we reserve that type of application to aerospace on the satellites. It's also used in satellites because it doesn't degrade as quickly with radiation up in space. We use silicon-based technology for the panels that we put on homes and businesses, which makes more sense because silicon is a very abundant. It's one of the most abundant elements in the Earth's crust, and it's much more economical to manufacture and sell.
And how long will it be before like something like this will be, it'll be economic to use this in everyday appliances?
Well, this type of cell I don't think we'll ever really see on a home or business, but today the silicon-based solar is very economical in many states and countries around the world because electric rates are very high and we have really strong solar subsidies. So there is a very good return on investment for solar on your home or business. Particularly in California, New Jersey, Hawaii, Texas, Florida, even in Las Vegas, we're seeing some good subsidy programs.
If for a household or just an ordinary home, what's the most that a good solar panel or a good set of solar panels can power for your an ordinary home?
Well, it all depends on how well your home is built. And it also depends on electricity usage. So some people use more electricity than others. But you can easily put a system large enough to power 100% of your energy usage. A lot of people don't do that because that's not the most cost-effective way. Where I'm from in California, we have a tiered rate schedule. So once you get into the higher tiers, it's also time of use. So during the day, it's more expensive to power your air conditioning or your TV or your refrigerator. So people like to shave down those top tiers. So the solar system's producing electricity at that most expensive time to pull from the grid so that they have nighttime, they're pulling from the grid, and they have a smaller system.
And could you just briefly explain to me, what does the term conversion efficiency mean?
It means of all of the light that is comes into the cell, what percent is actually transferred into energy, electricity, and that's 35.8%, which is pretty darn high.
And for, in layman's terms, what, can you give me an example of how that might work or, you know, how we would understand that, that's it to work?
Well, it's pretty simple. So the sun creates photons, and that hits the solar panel, which then creates electrons. Those electrons can create a current, so that's electricity. And you usually have a box called an inverter that creates, it transfers that current from direct current into alternating current, which is the power that your home needs to power the refrigerator, the TV, the air conditioning. So it's pretty basic, but it's a really cool technology because zero pollutants, zero CO2 emission, and it's a completely abundant source.
How big a part do you think that solar will play in our power needs in the future, both here in America and elsewhere in the world?
globally, it's going to be a huge part of our energy choices, especially when you see countries like China and India starting to go through their industrial revolution. You know, we need more energy sources other than fossil fuels, so it's going to be huge.
And how is Sharp placed in that regard?
Well, Sharp is one of the largest solar manufacturers in the world. Cumulatively, we represent about 25% of the world's installed systems. So we plan on being one of the top tier choices for solar.